Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you this morning. I am Woodsy. To my right is Paul Reindl. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, he hates when I do that. I'm gassy lately. Sorry. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. He's got a little bit of laryngitis.
I've got no room to criticize.
That's
this
true.
Morning. That's true.
Your whole voice sounds like a fart and a burp.
Something. It's definitely something.
Yep. So I hope that you can get some vocal rest.
Not going to talk the rest of the day after the show is over.
That's good. How are you going to communicate?
I'm not.
Excuse me.
Just not.
Totally incommunicado.
Incommunicado. I seized it. I got my ass kicked yesterday by a tier one. In the worst way. I got
voluntarily.
Voluntarily. Yeah. I actually paid for it. Got a DM a few weeks ago from a tier one Brent. And Brent's like, hey man, hear you talking, you know, on the show. He goes, I'm a personal trainer. Would love to train you. You guys know I have a hard time saying no to
Yes, people. You do.
More than maybe anybody I know.
Hey, thanks for the offer, man. But I'm good. I really appreciate it though. That's all you have to say.
I've lost some LBs on my own. I've cleaned up the diet a little bit and I've done the weighted vest walks and been in the gym. You know, it's the beginning of the year. You feel inspired to try something new. And I've had a trainer before and it was great and I loved it. And it was a lot. And So I get the DM from him, and I said, yeah. It wasn't like a push-off, but it was like, yeah, after the holidays, let's reconnect. And to his credit, he reached back out and said, hey, how does Tuesday work? And I said, oh, God, I'm in. I got to do it. So I said, I'm ready. Now, again, I've been working out, walking the neighborhood with the weighted vest on, cleaned up the diet, been lifting weights a little bit. And I DM'd him yesterday during the show. Yesterday was a tough show, and I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. And I said, what do you have in mind for today? He goes, dude, easy. Just a full body, 40 minutes, in and out. You'll be fine. It's light, very light. I go, all right, that's right up my alley. Light and quick. I said, where do you train out of? He said, PB. He's got a gym that he trains out of in PB. And I said, okay, 20 minutes from the station, but I've got time. You don't have to be at pickup or anything like that till later. So we're good. So I drive out there and walk in, and he's with another client, and I got about 20 minutes to spare. So I foam roll and stretch and do all the things that get on the treadmill, get the heart rate going. Walks up to me and says, all right, get this thing going. Should keep it light today. Kind of an intro. Like, great. Tells me, he's been listening for a while. He's got a 9-year-old son, and we're chopping it up. He's like, jump on the rower and give me 400 meters. I hate the rowing machine. I'd rather do a night in jail than get on the rowing machine for even 400.
So why didn't you just say, I don't like the rowing machine. Can we do something else?
Because he's the trainer. He's the boss.
Yeah, no.
All right, how about some sit-ups? Nah, I don't like those either.
You are the boss. You're paying
no,
him.
No, that's
you're,
not. No.
You're paying him.
I'm paying him to get me in
you're
shape.
You're afraid of looking weak in front of a tier one and a trainer. You're afraid.
I hate the rowing machine so much.
Just say that.
It's one of my favorite machines.
I hate it.
Just say that.
No.
You wouldn't say it.
It's like as full body of a workout as you can get.
So I rip 400 meters, and I am already And I'm trying to stifle the breathing, you know, the like, and he takes me over to the hack squat machine, and I have to do 15 hack squats. Now get really deep, get low. You know the hack squat? You squat down, it's like you're on an angle, and then you squat all the way down, your knees go below 90 degrees, and then you go up. 15 of those. My knees are knocking together at this point. I'm done. I'm exhausted. All right, give me 20 push-ups. Oh, my God. I'm so weak and powerless. Here's my 20 push-ups that I had to break up. All right, now we're going to do some straight leg bent over rows. One leg out, and you do rows. 15 each arm. Then you got to go over and you got to do a minute plank. All right? So I do that. That's one set. I had to do it all over again. Ooh. Now, what happened to me... When I went down to do my first set of push-ups, I tweaked my hamstring.
Hey,
doing a push-up.
Doing push-ups.
So it was the getting down. It was the getting down after the hack squats to kick my legs out. I tweaked my.
So it was a feeble injury, not a workout injury.
Feeble injury, not a. God, Woodsy was threw up so much weight that he tweaked his hamstring. It was literally just getting down to get in push-up position. I tweaked my hamstring and my groin. So the first thing I think of is, like, we were supposed to play golf tomorrow at Torrey Pines for the Farmers Insurance Open Media Day, something we look forward to as a show every year. I can't play now. I can't swing. He kicked my ass in that workout so bad that when I left, I had to drive from PB back to Encinitas. This is, you know, 25 minutes. I couldn't even see straight. My eyes were, like, crossed. I thought I was going to throw up. I went home. No one was home. I got in bed and fell asleep for an hour and a half, just sacked completely out, sweat and all. Hannah doesn't know that. Didn't shower. Just got right. I couldn't function. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything.
I mean, you're not training for an Iron Man. You're
no,
not.
But that's not an Iron Man. That's any grown man should be able to handle that.
You're never going to be in the Mr. Universe competition.
No, but any.
Why did you go so hard? There's no reason.
I didn't.
You don't need to go that hard.
It's not a hard workout necessarily for someone that's not a weakling. You know. Out of shape turd. And I told him, I go to the gym, you know, a couple days a week. I don't feel like this when I leave, right? Meaning I'm not pushing myself hard enough.
You're not doing it right.
He kicked my teeth down my throat. And I got home, I literally pulled the covers up over in bed, and I fell asleep for an hour and a half. Jeffrey says, that's a bit much for an intro. I thought so, too.
I agree.
But
I went to my trainer yesterday for, I don't know, the fifth straight year of Tuesdays, and we never get that. Not that intense of training.
So who's right and who's wrong?
But I told her, you know, I want to keep it light. We work on flexibility. We don't do heavy weights.
I didn't do.
We're very careful with my knees and back.
I didn't do heavy weights.
I'm a 49-year-old man. I don't want to injure myself. That's like part of the deal.
I got injured.
So I don't.
I got injured the first day. So now we got fantasy camp coming up in 10 days or so. We're going to go out and play 2 games a day. My hammy is fried. My groin is fried. I don't know what to do.
Are you ready for fantasy camp?
Are you warning the Padres training staff before you arrive that you're going to need some extra work on your groin when you're there?
Yes. I texted our buddy JoJo yesterday, and I go, hey, dude. I'm so sorry to bother you. I tweaked my hamstring. I'm embarrassed. I go, what do I do? Rice, you know, rest, ice, compression, elevation. Do I do heat? And he's like, do I do my gun on it? So I did my gun on it right around the, you know, areas. So I'm laying there and just go with the gun on my groin, my hamstring. I had an ice pack around it all night. Hannah's looking at me going, that's my husband. And he's 49. It's only going to get worse.
So surely, like, you texted the listener and said, I'm never again
done.
Lose my number.
No, done.
Can I chime in?
Sammy's here.
Hi, Sammy.
Yeah. Think... It was probably an appropriate workout that you're just not accustomed to. Because when I've done Orange Theory, and I've gone for the first time in a while, and that's happened a couple of times where I don't go for a long time, that first one, second one back, not only is it physically grueling, demanding, I feel like I'm going to pass out,
yeah,
but I'm sore 3-4 days.
The funny thing is,
I'm really
not sore.
Okay, that's interesting.
It's just my hammy and my groin. Now, can I say something else?
Now, right, because you're talking about a pulled muscle whatever situation.
No, he says, that's your problem. Your hamstring isn't in your groin. I understand that. I had a little twinge in my groin for a while. It's all connected down there. All of it is connected, right?
And like shoulders, knees, and toes.
If your knees hurt, foam roll your quads, right? These are all things I learned. Your back hurts, foam roll. I carry this lacrosse ball with me everywhere. And if your back hurts, smash your glutes. Like, I learned this stuff years ago. It works. But my groin and my hammy are really tweaked. But here's what I wanted to tell you guys, too. So the gym, again, was in PB.
Right.
So well, I show up. I'll tell you. It was like Ocean Pacific. Does that sound right? Hang on. I'll tell you right now.
It was like a CrossFit type place?
No. It's a gym. They got everything. It's Ocean Pacific Gym and Wellness. Okay. And you walk in, it's at the top floor of the strip mall. They got, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On Mission Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And so when I'm warming up, I looked outside and there were literal dudes with their shirts off.
Oh, yeah.
That were yoked. Oh, yeah. And they're just, and I'm like, oh, God. So the anxiety started to kick in, too. I had more hair on my legs and body than any other person in there.
Oh, yeah.
I was the only person in there in pants. Every man that was in there had shorts that came up to
here.
Shorts can be.
Yeah.
Some of them shirtless. All of them tan. All of them good looking. I come in bummy ass sweatpants and a t-shirt. And when I walked out of there yesterday, I was like, I just felt so out of sorts. I did make it through. I made it through the workout. So, Paul, you asked, did I must have told him to lose my number. Yeah. No, I signed up for four more sessions. Oh, so I got three more of these to look forward to. He was great. He's great at what he does. He kicked my ass.
I think it'll get easier. I think this was probably... Now, the tweaking of the, you know, of your hamstring, that's not great.
I'm so bummed.
Yeah.
I'm so bummed.
So if you are still hurting for fantasy camp, that'll be... an issue.
It will. I think I'll just wrap it tight, play first base. Yeah.
You did say something that resonated, though, when you said you absolutely hate the rowing machine.
I hate it.
I hate the rowing machine.
We all have that one exercise that we despise.
Some of us have like 12.
All right. Well, let's share those when we come back.
I also, there's something you said as a part of this whole story that I want to explore.
Okay.
As somebody who's not
married. We also need a contestant for Take on Woods. If you'd like to join us, 833-288-0973. Chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas in our musical trivia contest. That is coming up now. Call us right now, 833-288-0973. First, self-driving cars are no longer science fiction. They're on our roads right now. But have you considered the ethical dilemmas they present in an unavoidable accident? How does a car decide who to protect, passengers or pedestrians? These aren't just philosophical questions. They're real issues. They could affect your safety and legal rights. At the Barnes Firm, they are deeply engaged with all of these issues. They understand that while self-driving cars actually aim to reduce accidents, they're not infallible. Issues like software glitches, sensor failures, hacking can lead to serious accidents. So they have a team of expert attorneys ready to handle these complex cases. If you are in an accident with a self-driving car or you're a passenger in an accident, you need a law firm that understands these unique situations. Please give the Barnes Firm a call. Set them up with a free consultation at 1-800-8-MILLION or go online to thebarnesfirm.com. You need an attorney that's going to support you and advocate you in every step of your case, and that is the Barnes Firm. Don't face it alone. Call 1-800-8-MILLION or go online to thebarnesfirm.com. Could be the best phone call you ever make. Seeing some... Am I getting worse? Seeing some...
just keep it low.
Seeing some unpopular exercises in our chat.
Get a good, like, clear.
Be like a...
There's nothing in there. Yeah, there's nothing in there.
Your throat doesn't feel swollen?
Not really, no.
Kendry Morales with a home run. Vladimir Guerrero had key hits along... along the way.
I didn't have my headphones on. What was it?
Paulie, you know that's not a sore throat. That's nut skin. That is a peanut that got caught in his throat.
Lisa says running. She will only do it to avoid danger in exercises that you... I hate lunges so much.
I hate so that much.
I hate lunges.
Yeah. The rowers
suck. I hate the rowers.
They're the worst. So I just don't do them.
Lunges. So you don't do them.
I just don't do them. I just decided. You know what? We did it for like a year, and I go, I hate these. And I told my trainer, I don't want to do them anymore.
I don't mind the lunges, ever try to lunge backwards,
yeah,
I feel terrible. Like a complete
like
moron.
A baby giraffe.
Yeah. The medicine, yeah. Ball, the medicine ball when you're
love
twisting.
The medicine ball twist.
Medicine ball
oh,
twists.
Anything with a medicine ball, I like. I like med ball slams. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like knows. Rotational throws into the wall. I love those.
I had to do once the. I don't know what they're even called. The heavy ropes.
And oh, like, the oh, attack yeah. ropes or whatever.
Yeah, those. F those forever.
Cool
forever.
Movie montages yeah. when the yeah. hero is yeah. training.
Just wham, wham, and then, or.
Yeah.
My nope. God, my old trainer used to love those. Yeah, burpees?
No.
Oh, forget it.
No.
Forget it.
No.
Forget it. I don't need these. You see, make me, can I just do jumping jacks for my cardio? I like those. I'll do a I'll rip 100 jumping jacks on you yeah. in a second.
Those are fun.
Yeah, lunges suck. The rowing machine sucks. Front squat is one of the worst exercises ever. The barbells in front. Back squats I love. I can do squats all day. Very important, I think, to our longevity. Love those. But, yeah, anything burpee. I don't mind planks. I don't like sit-ups. I don't like push-ups. I don't like chin-ups because I can't do any.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Any. Have you ever – does your trainer make you do the chin-ups with the big – stretchy band that like they're oh, assisted chin-ups yeah. and you're in the well you oh. don't, you work out in her garage
no, but
right?
she's got bands but we don't do chin-ups with bands.
When I first went to the gym
like,
that
tie
I used,
a knot around the bar
yeah 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 you slide it through and then you step in. Into it yeah. and they go boing, 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 boing. Oh, these are easy. Look how good I am at chin-ups. You feel so lesser than
yeah
when you go and do it
so but, I'm a little concerned that the contestant is not going to be able to understand me
mm-hmm.
or take on Woods. So we're going to enlist Sammy Levitt as the guest host today for Take on Woods.
Let's honor.
Let's get to it.
Wow.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, Sammy, I'm going to pass over the microphone. You can tell everybody what they're playing for. Here's the sponsor. Here's the prize, and we will get you going here.
All right. Time for Take on Woods. The prize today, a two-night stay at Planet Hollywood and two tickets to see the Scorpions. Beat or tie Woods, and we will qualify you for a chance to win our grand prize. Like I said, a two-night stay at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Two tickets to see the Scorpions and a $100 gas card. Scorpions return with their 60 years of the Scorpions Las Vegas residency show live February 27th to March 11th at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Very well done.
All right, we begin things. Oh, I need, let me put on Woods' headphones here. Hold on.
I need to get a call.
All right, now I can hear our caller. We begin our first contestant. Only contestant? Only contestant. Scott in Scripps Ranch. Scott, hello.
Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. My best Ben Higgins impression. Are you ready to take on Woods today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Ben's
got to
gonna
pick a category.
Okay, let's where are the categories here? Here? Okay. Okay, mystery category.
All right, we got.
Oh, I see. Okay. We have the mystery category. We have all my questions and M&Ms. Those are your three category choices today, Scott. All my questions today. We have five song titles that all begin with the words "all my." The M&Ms category: five song titles that include a woman's name that begins with the letter M. And the mystery category. So, what do you want to play,
mystery
Scott?
Mystery category. That's the one where you get the 2 second song right. Then that's your clue for the rest of the other four categories, or the other four questions.
Yes. So what do you want to play, Scott?
Let's do All My.
All My. Okay. All My. We will play the All My questions category. 60 seconds, right, Paulie? 60 seconds.
Correct.
And we will begin with the 2 second song when Paulie is ready.
Title and artist.
Title and artist. We need Scott. Title and artist when we play the 2 second song. We will begin though with the 2 second song when Paulie is ready. If you pass, we'll come back to it later.
You got it.
Very good.
All right, Scott, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here's your 2 second song. Need the title and the artist. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
I know it. I got to pass, though, for a second.
All right, Scott, in a country classic from 1987, it's why George Strait hangs his hat in Tennessee. All right, correct. Which 1998 hit for Casey and JoJo was the R&B duo's most successful release?
All My Life.
Correct. Close Your Eyes and I'll Kiss You, Tomorrow I'll Miss You is the first line from which 1963 Beatles classic?
My Loving.
Correct. Which 1984 song was reworked by Hank Williams Jr. into the Monday Night Football opening theme starting in 1989?
My Rowdy Friends.
Yeah, keep going. You're almost there.
All My Rowdy, go back to the 2 seconds. It's All My Love back, by Led Zeppelin.
Yes, yep, correct. Yep. Back to the last question. Which 1984 song was reworked by Hank Williams Jr. into the Monday Night Football opening theme? All right. That was 4 out of 5,
it was
correct?
So close, yeah.
The answer to that, by the way, Scott, was All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight. So close, but doesn't count. 4 out of 5. Okay, 4 out of 5.
Bring back Woods. He's talking to Adam.
We'll bring back
there.
Woods.
Doesn't get the category.
The messiest version of Take on Woods ever, but we're getting through it.
Crushing it.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Those work.
I
yes.
got yours.
Yes. I sorry, I had to take yours.
You're fine.
Okay. So, hey, Woods, you are taking on Scott
Kay.
Today.
You know how the game works?
I do.
Okay. Very okay. good.
Great. All right.
60 seconds. Let's take on Scott.
That's All My Love, Led Zeppelin.
Correct. In a country classic from 1987, it's why George Strait hangs his hat in Tennessee.
All My Exes Live in Texas.
Correct. Same. Which 1998 hit for Casey and JoJo was the R&B duo's most successful release?
Everyone's going to make fun of me. I don't know. Come back to it, pass.
Close Your Eyes and I'll Kiss You, Tomorrow I'll Miss You is the first line from which 1963 Beatles classic?
All My Lovin'.
Correct. Which 1984 song was reworked by Hank Williams Jr. into the Monday Night Football opening theme starting in 1989?
All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down?
No.
What?
Incorrect. Try again.
No,
keep going. Again. All right, back to which 1998 hit for Casey and JoJo was the R&B duo's most successful release?
What's the category? Love? Something love? No. Crap.
We got a winner.
It's an L. Now, how much of that has to do with the host? I don't know.
I don't think very much.
I don't think very much. I think you were fine.
Okay.
Well, let's just switch headphones, though.
Scott, congratulations. Sammy, you did a great job. The category was All My Questions, All My Love, All My Exes Live in Texas, All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
All My Life.
All My Loving by the Beatles. And All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight.
What did I say?
All My Rowdy Friends Are Settling Down. That was his sequel, I think.
All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down.
But the first one was All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight, which was the Monday Night Football theme, obviously, for many years.
Many years.
Scott, congratulations. Paulie will get your information.
Good job,
during
Scott.
The break.
First
put
L.
you into the drawing for the trip to Las Vegas. Congratulations. I know Woods loves Black Monday. In the NFL.
What?
We also had Black Tuesday yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And another coach.
Lost another one.
Lost his job. We can get into that and more coming up next with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Woods
but first.
Going to tell us all about QC Kinetics.
I am going to tell you about QC Kinetics. Now, I wish that I had hurt one of my joints yesterday in the gym, because if I did, I know exactly where I would go. I would go to QC Kinetics, but I hurt a groin and a hamstring. But if you have joint pain right now, and you don't have to live that way this year, if it's your knees, your hips, your back, or shoulder, make the decision now to say, no, I'm not going through this again in 25. So get moving again with help from QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine and joint preservation. Revitalize your joints with advanced orthobiologic treatments at QC Kinetics. Natural solutions like PRP to attack the pain from arthritis. Tens of thousands of people, I'm one of them, have discovered these cellular treatments. They're living their life again without constant pain in their joints. If you want to learn more about how you can refresh your joints, get lasting relief with these incredible treatments, call QC Kinetics. They'll give you a free consultation. Deal with joint pain now so you can make the most of the new year. 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN, or go to QCKinetics.com. But call them today, 619-614-PAIN. Let them know Woodsy sent you.
Congrats to Scott. for his victorious performance on Take on Woods. And Sammy, great job hosting.
Oh, great job. I think it was like a B-minus hosting
job. Par for the course today, guys.
You filled in when necessary. I just have to talk too slowly and deeply
to
really be a host today.
You're doing great.
Thanks. I'm having another lasagne.
We can all hear it. Yeah, we hear you sucking on your lasagne.
I would be done by now, but
on the air.
Going with the lasagne. Well, Black Monday, we thought maybe everybody was safe that made it through Black Monday, but not Antonio Pierce.
No.
Are you ready for the football?
That was one of the Take on Woods questions, too.
Tom Telesco stays, though.
Yeah, as the general manager of the Raiders. Antonio Pierce.
He wasn't his guy, right?
That was not his guy. He was the interim.
He was the interim.
Filled in for whatever remainder of the previous season. This was his first full season.
Year, yeah.
But he was promoted to the interim coach, and then they hired Telesco.
So the Raiders were the victim of one of those mirage hot finishes under an interim coach, and they felt like, let's roll with the good thing.
The old Rob Thompson.
Yeah. Well, no, that was not a mirage.
He's been fine, but you know what I'm saying. Like, he got the gig, but
it happens sometimes where a guy looks good for 3 or 4 weeks and you go, we can't. I mean, we got to hire him now.
The players love him.
You know what? I'll tell you what. The Phillies lose in the division series this year.
Then it's
going to get
mirage. Yeah. I know. Exactly. It is. There's something to it, right? Like, you know, it was so bad under this guy. This guy comes in and he's fresh and he's open and he's seen all year long what not to do to relate to the players, right? And so he comes in and he gets 4 games left and he's like, I'm going to do it different. We're playing for each other, blah, blah, blah. They go out, they win some games. You're like, you know what? They love this guy. They'll run through a wall for this guy. Let's get him in. And then gets the full slate, the full season, and it doesn't go well at all.
So keep in mind, Tom Telesco's track record of hiring coaches is abysmal.
Abysmal.
With the Chargers.
Yeah,
I mean, the
worst. They've hired.
Abysmal.
What was the stat that I saw? Yeah, the Raiders. Just the Raiders as an organization. Yes, Mark Davis and Tom Telesco. Maybe the two worst.
Yeah.
Hiring managers in sports franchise history.
Mike McCoy and Anthony Lynn are two of the worst head coaching hires of this generation
of
football.
Correct.
Both made
Mark
by
Davis
Tom Telesco.
Has John Gruden.
Yep.
So the interesting part about this head coaching search is that Tom Brady will reportedly be playing an active role,
very active role.
In, you would think that Tom Brady's opinion is going to carry a lot of weight with Mark Davis in who the next coach of the Las Vegas Raiders is going to be.
Well, once again, man, we will see the age-old question in sports is just because you were a great quarterback, will that make you a great executive? Michael Jordan, not so much. Derek Jeter, not so much.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on down the road of just because you could do it at the highest level and do it better than anybody, how did that translate to the boardroom, the front office, the ability to go out and identify who's going to turn this franchise around? And I know Raider fans have to be, I mean, they're probably happy Antonio Pierce is gone, because anytime you have a record like that in a season like that, 4-13, you're like, all right, we need fresh blood in here. But you need players. You need, for me, if you're firing Antonio Pierce, you got to fire Tom Telesco. You just if you're going to start it over,
I disagree. I think you got to let the GM that you hired bring in his guy.
Tom Brady didn't hire Tom Telesco.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's a minority owner.
But if he's picking who the next head coach is,
part of
helping who's picking the next head coach, take it out of Mark Davis's hands.
Put it this way. Are they going to overrule Tom Brady if he says, this guy should be our next head coach?
Right.
Who in that room is going to say, Tom,
Davis, you don't know what
dead,
you're talking
you're
about.
You're dead wrong. I don't. Mark Davis isn't going to do it.
No.
Tom Telesco isn't going to do it. Tom Brady is picking the head coach. It may be sold as a collaborative effort, but I can almost assure you his opinion is not going to be overruled by anybody in that room.
And
which is problematic, because he's also the number one lead broadcaster on
which is crazy. Which is crazy that you would have somebody who would pick a head coach and then possibly broadcast their games on national TV.
Yeah.
My God, that's Bill Belichick's music.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's
it's, but again, if you're a Raiders fan, it's just more of the same. Every year, this organization is trying to get back to their former greatness. And I don't know. I don't know who the right answer is. I don't know if you go young, if you go retread, if you go, you know, way off the charts with, you know, bringing back somebody like John Gruden. I don't think they will.
And they don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback. Because no. Mark, that's the team that he was fired from. You know, listen, they have no quarterback. They need huge help at skill positions, line, the whole thing. You got to start there and build outward. But yeah, I wasn't surprised when Antonio Pierce got let go.
Who is like the best former player then that also had success as an executive? And I mean this in like the level of player that they were
in
as well as
sports?
Executive.
Jerry West.
Jerry West. Yeah.
Jerry West.
NFL John Lynch is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Lynch was
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
Because you're right. Like, the better the player, it seems like the worse the executive.
I mean, in baseball, recent example, you could argue maybe, well, Chris Young was a pretty good pitcher for a long time.
He was.
I mean, pitched a long
we'll
time.
See how he's Buster Posey does.
Good executive. That's going to be a great one. Yeah.
Coming up. But
I mean, Magic Johnson, how much of an executive is he or just money behind the scenes? I don't know.
I think he's technically an executive, right? Yeah. I mean, for.
He is.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
He's an executive. So
I don't know. I mean, it's not like they.
Danny Ainge. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Adam
yeah.
Klug says Michael Jordan. Oh, he was a
exactly
terrible.
The opposite
terrible.
Of what we're talking about.
Oh, then he says lol. That Adam. I can't. I'm not allowed to make fun of him. Great dynamite comment. Dynamite drop.
Keep it up.
Keep it up.
I walked up the stairs with Adam.
So tell me more about that. Why?
You walked up the stairs.
Well, we walked in at the same time. You guys know he walks up the stairs.
I did not know that.
Oh.
I didn't know he walks up every day.
Oh, from what I understand, he walks up. He does not take the elevator in this building.
For exercise?
I believe so.
Does he wear his weighted vest?
I have not gotten the feedback on the weighted vest from him yet.
Well, he wasn't wearing it today.
Remember
when
an
eyewash move?
We walked in at the same time. I said, I'm here to help out your popular morning program. He said, do you want to walk the stairs with me? I said, sure. And we walked up 6 flights of stairs.
I've done it. I hate it.
I just don't want to be sweaty when I get to work.
Yeah, I get out of breath. I found out yesterday, I don't really like being out of breath. Once I start to get out of breath, I start to panic more, and then I'm more out of breath. So I like a nice medium pace. Just a nice, let's get some lifts in, take a little 2-minute breather, minute and a half, get back to lifting. I don't like this super circuit, hit the rowing machine in between your pulls and your squats. We can stretch it out even an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You'd love my trainer. She never forces me to like go faster. Just go at your own pace. It's nice. It's leisurely.
See, I don't need that. I'm a leisurely guy. I need the opposite. I'm a leisurely go at my own pace guy anyway. I need somebody to whip my ass, and that's what I got.
All right.
Thank you, Brent.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Catching up with Padres pitcher Michael King and a Padres dunk out about
this is
to launch
me.
The
breathing.
Hayes Hill Foundation. We'll talk about that in a second.
Later,
great
breathing.
To see you again. Yeah, of course. I think it's been some spring training, right?
So where was this?
Six and a half months ago, the first match here in the back patio at Peoria. It was a great conversation.
That's his normal breathing.
That is, not.
It's just
that
is
crazy.
Not isolated on that microphone.
It is
bit
not.
Bit of a throwback. That was last summer. Yeah, we were interviewing Michael King.
I was in much worse shape.
In the
shape
dugout. Yeah.
I was 20 pounds heavier then.
And the technical reason behind it is we had two mics that were fed into our little recording machine.
It's so embarrassing.
But they're on separate tracks, essentially. So I had one, call it a 10-minute clip of Ben's microphone and Woods' microphone. We mix them together. That's
right.
What you end up hearing at the end of the day. But when I was going back, I just pulled only Woods' microphone. And when he's not asking a question, that's...
3, 2, 1. Catching up with Padres pitcher Michael King. The Padres got about to launch the King of the Hill Foundation. We'll talk about that.
It's unbelievable. Just morbidly obese.
I'm sitting in my house, I'm editing this, and I go, oh. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I hate it. God. So he said it sounds like a pug.
Everyone loves pugs.
Catching up with Padres pitcher.
Oh,
Holly! About to launch the...
That's more embarrassing than me saying that Peter Seidler wanted to eradicate the homeless population. yesterday, which I listened to 1,000 times.
All right. Speaking of things that are bad for your health, stress is bad for your health. And I just got an email that made me laugh about the most stressed fan bases in Major League Baseball.
It's not even close.
I'll tell you where the San Diego Padres rank on this, this obviously PR style email that I just got. It's right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so I got this email from a PR guy named George. This just came in. It says, "Hi, Ben. Hope you're doing well. I don't sound like it, but I'm doing fine. Thank you. Being a sports fan can be a roller coaster of emotions, especially for MLB enthusiasts. But that begs the question, which fan base feels the most stress? To answer this question, the team at Vegas Insider analyzed every team in Major League Baseball across 7 stress factors. These included the number of games lost in the 2024 season, average attendance, online positive negative sentiment, and the year of their last World Series win. With all that considered, they've come up with their list. And according to Vegas Insider, the number one most stressed team in Major League Baseball is the Colorado Rockies.
Makes sense.
I don't sense a lot of stress from Rockies fans.
No.
I sense resigned depression, but not really any stress. There's no chance. They have no chance. Yeah, there's no reason to be stressed.
Yeah, you don't get stressed out about things that you didn't expect anything from anyway. If you're a Rockies fan and you're getting upset because the Rockies lost 100 games, well, you weren't paying attention. But, you know, like you.
Were we all stressed out in 2014? I don't think so.
No, you just kind of knew this is going to suck.
Yeah.
And when you know something's going to suck, you're not really stressed about it.
You're not adding any big-time players.
Yeah.
You're not expected to win.
So the
seems very unstressful.
The next 4 teams on the list, I can see. It's the White Sox, the Rays, the Athletics, and the Marlins.
Okay.
Worst teams in baseball.
It's bad teams. You know, there's been a lot of stressful things. The Rays had their stadium.
Torn apart. The attendance is bad.
The Athletics are moving. The Marlins spend no money. Their stadium is empty. Makes a lot of sense. But when I was looking at the metrics, I realized, well, the Padres really the only thing that they don't do well, right, is the World Series.
They haven't won that,
but last year they had a good season. The attendance is always great, so they should probably be pretty low on this list. But they come in at number 9.
Hmm.
And the reason is, according to this email,
probably the online presence.
The Padres have 152,900 negative mentions online.
Oh.
In fact, a whopping 43% of all online comments are negative, showing that fans are often unhappy with performances. So apparently, around Major League Baseball, we have some of the most negative online fans in all of baseball.
Did
you believe that?
I live it. I live it every day. See it on social media. These guys are this, they're that. You know,
would you say they're negative or passionate?
That's a good point, Sammy. There's a distinction to be made, I think.
But this is based on 2024. I mean, I feel like before the end, for a good 3-month, 4-month stretch, wasn't a whole lot of negative baseball-wise.
You're really sweet to think that. But, I mean, you know, when you do a 4-hour radio show and you monitor this chat, the team they'd win like 7 in a row, and it would be like you guys yelling at us, and they're like, you know, you need to do this and that. It's all right, man. I get it. You know, this is smoke and mirrors, blah, blah, blah. Like, look, man, I like winning ball games any way I can. It, you know, it doesn't really matter how you got there. I don't think anybody could have foreseen the 24 scoreless.
No.
It was an anomaly, especially last year. There's negativity, sure, but there's also a lot of positivity.
Well, now I get these emails all the time, and let me tell you, I am highly questionable of the methodology of some of these surveys. They're just PR emails. There's nothing really scientific about that, and I think I agree with people in our chat are saying it's probably Dodgers fans. If someone tweets, "Padres suck," and that goes on as a negative comment.
Benny, I'm going to say there's a lot of Padres fans, too.
Yeah, right? But there's also a lot of Dodgers fans that are tweeting negative things about the Padres, I'm sure.
There's some, you know, we've talked about it before. There's the percentage that just like to complain, and that's okay. That's your right.
Somebody commented in the chat, Kevin from Chula Vista is 40% of the negativity.
Yeah, I was going to say 153,000 negative comments. I know of 4 guys that could probably count for 70% of that.
Which again, that's your time. That's where a lot of, and what I realized about social media is a lot of people just use it to vent, just to kind of get it off your chest, and you can't take it personally. I don't take it personally anymore. I just, sometimes you just want to get it off your chest.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's okay to vent. I don't take it personally either.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we talked about my,
my
hate.
The hate that you get.
There are some funny tweets too.
Sometimes if they're clever, I kind of enjoy it. You know, but
you can't take it personally. It's just words.
No, there's only one big market team that came in the top 10 of most stressed fans. Would you like to guess?
The New York Mets.
Yankees.
That's what I was going to say. Mets. Sammy. Team that made it to the World Series last year.
The Mets?
The Mets.
They didn't make it to the World Series.
But I made it to the championship series last year. Yes, to the championship series, the Mets were number 10 on the list of most stressed fan base.
Easy. I can see it.
Yes.
Yeah. I can see
it. Not the Phillies, who are, I mean, their fans are always.
Well, with the expectations comes stress.
Yes. Right? Yeah. With expectations. But I do think there is a delineation of passionate and negative. And I know fans that are negative, but the reason that they're negative is because they care and because they're passionate. So I totally understand that perspective.
I think if you are a baseball team, you would rather fans be passionate, quote unquote, or passionate / negative
than apathetic,
then not care.
Apathy is the worst quality a human can have, especially when it comes to a sport.
And I don't want to tell you how to fan. You can absolutely be negative and critical all you want. That's your right, and that's fine. Don't be stressed about it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not your. You don't own the team.
Zach
says, not employed by the team. Don't be stressed. Be mad, fine, but don't be stressed.
Zach says it's like the guy who never gets any. Then when he finally does, he turns into a happier person. If we ever won a World Series, a lot of the frustration would dissipate for a long time. I want to agree with you, Zach. I do. I do want to agree with you. In a perfect world, pie in the sky scenario, you win one World Series. We all say it. All I need is one. All I need is one. It ain't going to be enough.
Well, the Angels aren't in the top 10.
Are they not?
They're not stressed at all.
I guess they're not stressed.
I would be. I mean, that World Series was 20-plus years ago.
See, Angels fans, I think, were probably apathetic.
They're apathetic, I think.
Got an Aztecs game tonight. We talk a little college basketball. Rindle Report in our final hour as well. All coming up. More Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.